Every accident has multiple consequences, the most important of which is that no employer wants to see workers injured. Lack of safety compliance means possible downtime and lost profits. Every slip, trip, and fall results in millions of lost working days a year. Independent surveys estimate that about 20% of worker injuries in the industry are caused by slips, trips, and falls. Actively creating and supporting a safety culture in the workforce is critical. It is as important as installing pedestrian safety barrier on the road to protect pedestrians. However, simply reminding employees to watch their steps is not enough. Fall protection equipment, including specialized components such as adjustable safety doors, industrial safety barrier, or turnstiles, is critical to ensuring worker safety and keeping production running smoothly. To help you understand and implement proper fall protection, let us examine the highest fall risk areas in industrial, refinery facilities, and then consider whether your company has fully addressed these risks. There are 9 things you can do to ensure compliance. Tip 1. Understand and comply with regulations. Learn more about the OSHA standards and requirements that apply to your industry and workplace. This includes safety equipment, chemical management, working environment, emergency response, and more. Tip 2. Create and implement safety policies. Develop and implement applicable safety policies and procedures in accordance with OSHA requirements. These policies should include emergency evacuation plans, incident reporting mechanisms, training programs, etc. Tip 3. Conduct a workplace assessment. Conduct a comprehensive assessment of your workplace to identify potential hazards and risk factors. This includes aspects such as the physical environment, equipment safety, and human behavior. And install warehouse guardrail in areas where risks may occur to reduce risks. Tip 4. Provide employee training. Ensure that all employees receive relevant safety training, including the proper handling of hazardous materials, emergency evacuation procedures, use of personal protective equipment, etc. Tip 5. Implementation of safety measures. According to the assessment results and standard requirements, take the necessary safety measures to reduce and prevent risks. This may involve buying and maintaining security equipment from a safety barrier supplier, updating workflows, and more. Tip 6. Regular inspection and maintenance. Inspect the workplace regularly to ensure proper operation of equipment and systems, and repair or replace damaged equipment, and maintain a clean and tidy working environment. Tip 7. Recording and reporting accidents. Timely recording and reporting of any work-related accidents or occupational illnesses, and investigation and improvement as required by OSHA. Tip 8. Ensure entrance security. The factory gate is the first barrier to ensure workplace safety. For example, installing flexible safety barriers at the entrance can prevent thieves or other people with unknown intentions from entering the workplace. This can also reduce the occurrence of safety hazards. Tip 9. Cooperation with employees. Establish a good communication and participation mechanism and encourage employees to provide safety improvement suggestions and jointly promote the development of a safety culture.